For many first-time visitors, the Juneau Ice Field can be a surreal and sublime experience.
Oh, I'm completely in love with it. I cried when we hiked off the glacier the last day.
That's Hannah Perrine Mode, who's originally from Boston and has never been to Alaska before this summer. Mode served as the first ever artist in residence for the Juneau Ice Field Research Program, or JIRP. That's a summer research and training program focusing on the ice and snow, ecology, and weather and climate of the Juneau Ice Field above downtown Juneau. It started in 1946 under the direction of Dr. Maynard Miller. During the 8 weeks that she was on the ice field, Mode painted in watercolors and made cyanotype photographs. Using her medium format camera, she made long 12-hour exposures on paper painted with light-sensitive chemicals that are used for creating blueprints. She would fix or set the images using meltwater from the glaciers.
The blue ice to me is like incredibly magical and beautiful, and it's also a little bit melancholic and thinking about loss in that way.
Mode, who's currently studying at Mills College in Oakland, California, spearheaded the Artist in Residence program this year. In addition to making art, she served as mentor and held workshops for students and faculty on the ice field. She also attended lectures and went along on the expeditions, helping students with their scientific research.
Part of why I wanted to do JIRP and to have this experience is because I was really excited to learn more about the science. So it really was this wonderful exchange where I was able to learn so much about this realm that I don't have as much experience in. And then also I was able to kind of, I think, contribute and bring some students into like a different way of thinking about science communication, but still learning a lot in the way that students were learning.
Over 30 undergraduate and graduate students from as far away as Germany and Singapore participated in JIRP this season. Ann Hill is from Minneapolis and is a senior studying geosciences at Skidmore College. She was part of the team that used precise GPS equipment to measure changes in a glacier's flow and elevation down to an inch or less.
A lot of the glaciers are dropping in elevation, so they're losing a lot of mass, and ultimately the surface is a lot lower than it used to be. And you can see this even just by walking out on the glaciers, because a lot more of the rock is exposed than it used to be.
Taku Glacier was unique among other glaciers on the Juneau Ice Field because it was not losing mass or retreating. The Taku had been advancing over the last few decades, but Hill says their latest measurements indicate it may now be in a stagnant phase.
That leads us to think that potentially in the future, it could start to retreat. So hopefully with our measurements, we'll be able to determine where in the Taku cycle it currently is. So is it currently still advancing a little bit, or is it perfectly stagnant, or can we already see signs of retreat?
The Taku is the ice field's largest glacier and features a tidewater terminus. Tristan Walker Andrews, a senior at Juneau Douglas High School, was part of the ecology team that surveyed the diversity and abundance of lichen and plants at different elevations and locations on the ice field.
It's a really great experience.
Walker Andrews was one of three Juneau residents who participated this summer. It's fairly rare for an Alaskan to sign up for the program, much less for a Juneau student.
Any Juneau students from the university or even either of the high schools who are interested in getting out into nature and exploring basically what is our backyard and getting an idea of what kinds of things are going on up there that will be affecting a lot of people downstream in Juneau and other places in Alaska, I really encourage them to apply to the program and try to get involved in other ways. And it was a really great program.
Although he's not sure yet which field, Walker Andrews says he's interested in pursuing a science career, likely something connected to nature or the natural world. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.